Yeah, we started the Arechas HaTorah, especially now, we're in the Tkufa of preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, Shavuos, very important days. They go by very quickly. I don't know if you noticed, but we're more than halfway there already. 4 out of 7 weeks, even a little more than 4 weeks. And we saw the Moshav from the Ramchal that the Perushei HaTorah connected every neshama of Klal Yisrael. Everybody's neshama is connected directly to the Torah HaKadoshim. Because we believe that the chius of Klal Yisrael comes from the Torah. We do not live off of food. We eat food so that we do not die. We don't live from it. We live off our connection to the Torah HaKadoshim. Because what we are is not our bodies. Our body is a tool that we have to go through this world and meet the challenges of the physical world. But what we are is the neshama. And our chiyas is the chiyas and neshama. A person just deals with his body, he lives for a few years, and that's the end of him. He deals with his neshama, he's internal. I was just talking to somebody in progressive investigation of the human body, they've come up with the fact that they used to think the large intestine was basically a waste producing factory. They have a lot of bacteria there. They break down the food and get rid of it. It's amazing, piece of information that on the most conservative estimation of the amount of bacteria we have in the gut, in the digestive system, is at least equivalent to the amount of cells we have in our body. And there are opinions that hold that it's 1,000 times more. So we're more bacteria than we are person if we go by the physical side of ourselves. So if you want to just have a little hat, no, don't make such a big fuss about your body. Your body is more bacteria than this person. What makes it a person? On the show? The Chiddush, that's old stuff. The new stuff, last year, he started realizing tremendous Chiddush, that some of the major neurotransmitters, things that affect our moods and our behavior, are produced by those bacteria. I could accept that some people call it the second brain. It could either be from your brain, or from your serotonin, something like that, is predominantly made over there. And the other ones, there's like a list of 5, 6 of the very well-known neurotransmitters that are made over there. So I think to myself, we have Kaviyoko, two brains. The question is, the brain, as we know, we say you put the children on our Moyat, which is the Mokim of the Neshama. It's the Mishkan of the Neshama. And this part is the part of the Pesulot. So it's up to me to decide, what am I? How do I define myself? If I'm a physical entity, so that's where it comes from. All my emotions come from the Pesulot, from the waste matter. And if not, it comes from my Seder, from my Moyad. Yeah. Kofari, so, and so the Torah is like coals that look like they're about to die out. If you blow on them, they flare up. That is the Torah. And depending on the effort you put into your Torah, it flares up more and more. So the Torah is there. The words of the Torah are there. Are they going to remain as a piece of bunch of books that have no meaning, no value, no excitement, no life? Or can we bring them to life? That's the Isha Torah. It's up to us. I just saw Benchit and Meir Lieberman quotes Sat Mereda as saying, "Mami Kim Etayas Yisrat HaKoshbor, Mami Etayas Yisrat HaKoshbor, Etayas Yisrat." He saw this thing and like Boimer. So he asked, why does it say Mikvi Etayas Yisrat HaKoshbor? It should say Hamayon Etayas Yisrat HaKoshbor. The mind is a high level of Tayyar. Mikvi has that 40. So it can't be moving, mind is moving. Even a mushroom is in Tayyar. So he said, He says three thoughts. He says, Chazal want us to realize that the Taira comes from us. A mikvah is a naturally made thing. Sorry, a mayan is a naturally made thing. A wellspring is a naturally occurring thing. A mikvah is something that you dig the hole in the ground and you gather the water together. You don't put it there, but you cause it together. So, Chazal wants us to realize that the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with us. We put the right places in the right place, and that brings the Taira. That's the type of Taira that we need. So, anyway, as I was saying, the Koyat HaTorah, the person says, Torah doesn't speak to me, Torah is boring, means that he doesn't speak to the Torah, or that he is boring. Because the Torah is the most exciting thing in the world. Just, depending on the effort that I put into it, I bring myself to the life of the Torah. That's what we're saying. A person, we have two sources of life. The animal side of us as source from physical nutrition, and the real stuff, the eternal stuff, part of us, the neshama, as nutrition for the Torah. So just like a person who didn't eat for a long period of time. So the digestive system, the nutrition is not working properly. You have to work it up. So the first time a person goes through these operations, they take out the whole stomach and make it into a little pipe instead of the whole big thing. Weeks afterwards, they could barely eat. Ask people that half of the neighborhood did it already. Not half, I'm exaggerating, but for months and months, they're allowed to eat, and they begin just the mamish liquids, and they're tiny travel salads, and they don't even enjoy it. It's painful, because the system is not ready for it. But the essence of the person is healthy, so good. Steak tastes good, that's what they say. Yeah. But the same thing with an neshama. If an neshama hasn't been used, the person never learned Torah, so it's the same thing. It's all the spiritual nerve endings are not activated yet, so he doesn't yet see the beauty of it, the light of it, the sweetness of it. But a person is macabre himself. I know this is the right thing, and this is what's good for me, and this is the biggest pleasure I can have. Because I have to develop myself, then he puts energy into it. Like the motion of, you see the coal, it looks like it's about to go out, and it's got flowing on it, and suddenly it flares up. That's what the Torah is, the same thing. You see that, if you put energy into learning Torah, in the beginning it's harder, and as it goes along, it's more and more enjoyable, even in this world, the biggest pleasure one can have. I say it a little bit different. I don't say the beginning is hard, and afterwards it's easy. It's always hard. You always have to invest Torah. But, like any good thing, if you don't invest Torah into it, it's worthless. So, it's always, you have to invest energy into it. But the beginning, one may invest energy into it and not really feel, oh, this is so amazing, so wonderful, so exciting. But as it goes along, yeah, you come upon as much as we're going to see the beauty of it, the excitement of it in this world. That's in this world that we're still limited in our appreciation of the Torah, the physical side of the world. After maybe as soon as we go into the spiritual world, the tanugim of the Torah is going to be released out. Amen. Adayin ein lanu shuvah mastekes. We have to tell them to put on the air conditioning here. Mastekes, we're getting heated up from the Joshua. Adayin ein lanu shuvah mastekes asher l'seinu. So now we continue. Ois beizim teibes. Lo manachol nebe magishim mikivosa shel toyer. Shuvah v'tzivah. Why do we feel that we're so naturally close to Torah? Why is it always that we need an extra effort to get involved in it, to shuv and tefillah? We know that these are the best things in life. Tefillah, you phone to Hashem, how can it be that in the middle of talking to Hashem, suddenly you fly off to Florida in the middle of the conversation? Doesn't make sense. Yeah. We already made the decision. This is what life is important to us in life. But when it comes to the Maisa, it's a struggle at best. So Kamabadi says we have the Yitzhahara. The Maisa, we should try to understand better the techniques of the Yitzhahara. What does the Yitzhahara do to make us feel distance and not a natural attraction to Torah and Tefillah and choosing? It's always good to clarify things, it makes it a lot easier. The person wants to work on his midas. We never try to clarify which mida is very prevalent in his life. So generally, in the Yisrael, again, to pick the wrong one. He feels he has to do a little bit more chesed. He doesn't realize he's always blowing up and exploding and screaming and shouting. So he works on doing a little more chesed. Didn't pay attention to the fact that he has a problem with chesed and guiding. So if you pay attention to what's going on within him, you'll be able to focus on what's really important. So we're saying, that's his question. What about the general things of Torah, Tefillah, Shuvah? Part of the Hadosh is born in the Quran, the Tzunas, the Yitzhak, and Nifsa, and none, the Seif Shabbos. We will try to have the Chiddush understand the Yitzhak. Said the Gemara in Shabbos, a person who gets angry and rips his garments, or breaks Kalim, or throws out money because he's angry, you should treat him as an Oyved Avoyd Zor. Avoyd Avoyd Zor. Sakako is getting angry. Shekach and Lizzo Shalit Zahara. This is the technique in the Yitzhak. Today he says to this, tomorrow he says to this, and then he says tells you to avoid his dog. In other words, if the Yitzhak can get you to do absurd things, that means you're under his control. Why in the world, just because somebody did not do what I want, should his son stop screaming and shouting or ripping things and breaking things? That'd be insane. But the Yitzhak doesn't let us think that we're insane. He says to you, no. If you're not going to raise your voice, you're not going to speak, you're not going to throw something on the floor, you're not going to, who knows what, your point won't get it, go across. Now, if you watch somebody else doing that, you right away think to yourself, what's this guy doing? He lost his mind. Because when you don't have the Yetzirah and you see somebody else, then it's obvious that he's making a major mistake. But that's the trick of the Yetzirah. It gives the ability to see other people, not to see himself. The Chazal will yield you to the point that if a person is about caste, it means he's under the jurisdiction of the Yetzirah. He's controlled by his Yetzirah because he's doing things that don't make sense just because the Yetzirah is doing. And if that's the case, then who knows where the Yetzirah is going to take him if you take him to the Yetzirah. Ezra is Belshish, Begufa Shalodim, Yetzirah. Now here he's going to point out this is a big Yisoid Mashiach. There's something called Kirva, closeness, and there's something called Zoros, distance. Strange, foreign. The Yitzhak is called the foreign God, the God that distances us from our reality, the reality of the world. Yitzhak is Elun is a koyach. The koyach of Yitzhak basically is all the Yitzhak, if you think of it, are koyach to distance myself from my reality. If it's anger, my reality is not an angry person. Our neshama, the condition that we have, which is our essence, is a good, happy person. It's a being like a Kadosh Baruch Hu that wants to only benefit other people. My Yetzirah is tiger. That's also. I'm distancing myself. My mitzvah is not about tiger. I'm not just a person eating food the whole day and all kinds of other tigers. And if the Yetzirah is laziness, or my Yetzirah is being sad or depressed, whatever it is, all these different kinds of Yetzirah are not the reality of myself. They're mistaken images that the Yetzirah conjures about me, and they confuse me and convince me to do things that are detrimental to myself. So that's the quest of the Yetzirah. Zoros! Distance yourself from your reality. And if you distance for your own reality, you'll distance yourself from the reality of the world. And the reality of the world is that Hashem is running the world. And if you distance yourself from that, you come to Avodah Zarah. There's a major difference between Avodah Zarah and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of differences. One of the differences is Avodah Zarah was served to serve the person. Whereas Hakadosh Baruch Hu is that we are here to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Who is serving who? The person bows down, sacrifices everything to Avodah Zarah. The whole thing is just to get something out of that Eliezer. He wants wealth, he wants children, he wants fame, he wants his process to grow well. All the side of Eliezer is to take advantage of this koyach in the world for my personal benefit. So even though I'm saying I'm worshiping it, it's not true. I'm really using it. I'm using it for my benefit. That's the exact opposite of what we should be. I am not supposed to be in the highest points of the world. Other way around. I should put HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest points of the world and make myself tovah and subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come on, if I do that, I'll get everything. But I'm going to get everything by the fact that I recognize that I am, the greatest thing I can do is be machdiya myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's the one in charge, not me. I'm not using Him. I'm trying to get closer to Him. I'm trying to appreciate Him, try to recognize Him. Trying to recognize that I have a neshama, which is a chedek elika. I have a natural closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reality of myself. It says in the Mishlei, Hafach vat nederet ish v'zor. That this way of a person who's going after Yitzhar, Hafach vat, one day it's like this, other day it's another way around, there's no control. And Yitzhar, he doesn't have control. He doesn't recognize himself. Zeh Esav shos atzmo zor v'midu v'misus. The Medrash says that with Esav, he didn't appreciate that he was a zera of Yitzhar. The zera that had the mila, and covenant for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is, yeah. So, well, I don't know, I don't know, Yetzara of Taita. If it becomes an end in itself, that's what we're talking about now. That is taking me off track of what I really am. I'm not a person who's running after Taita. But as a Taita is used, so that one eats properly, one has children, and the Chanani, that's what it's meant. So it's necessary for the Kiyam HaOlam. It's necessary for the world to be built to have the element of Taita, but it has to be used in the proper fashion. But there's another one of the social yeast. It's like the yeast inside the dough. It's a place of mabazalamita. Just like the yeast takes a little piece of flour and makes it really longer and longer, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's basically the koya of the negative yetzahara. It takes things that are there for a purpose and takes them out of their proportions. I have titles, if you use it properly, it's wonderful. But if I make it the goal of life, and that's what life is all about, that's what I'm running after the whole day. Person's supposed to have aspirations. Even if there's a certain level of COVID involved in it, it pushes the person to produce, to be successful. But what, if he makes it all successful, it's just the egocentric, the Al-Gaiva, then that's the social visa. It took a certain quiet, which is necessary to make me productive, to be counterproductive. I'm productive for the wrong things. The things that just take. Cause me to sink and drown in the quagmire of this world. I'm picking up the aleph on the top, picking up on the top. The mishtalet ala odem u'nas nizor la'atzmali. And if the ace has full control of the person becomes far into himself. Zor u'zvos u'zor u'zvoyim. V'chila nikriyez ha'beis elilem ha'beis zor. Sha'oivim lo niyem nesuim zor. Yeah, Zara means totally, totally under the control of the Yitzhak. Come, Midah Raya Yitzhak is. Every Midah Raya has an element of this being foreign to myself. The Rosh writes in Otis Chaim, Yisrat and Menaskoik, stay away from the laughter, lightheadedness, and from anger. Two different things. Both of them confuse the person. If I have clarity of what I am and what life is all about, I'm focused. Like we know, the most extreme example of clarity was the person everyone was talking about a month ago. He had such a clarity, he didn't budge. What he had to do, nothing could move him. He had his Seder learning Kol HaTorah Kula. Tremendous amount of material. Not one day in his life, nothing happened to change him. I don't know if you mentioned it, but somebody told me last week. You know a guy, I know the person. I just didn't know the story. He's an American who's visiting, he's living here in Israel. He made a book of Chaim many years ago, Kanfan. He wants to be Sarusa. Okay, be my Sarusa. They told him in advance, you have to know you're my Sarusa, you don't miss one day. No excuses. And this young man's parents came to visit from America, and he said to Rav Chaim, he thinks he's not going to have to come tomorrow. Let's keep it off the aim. So Rav Chaim said, I understand. Okay. So he didn't come on the way back, the same thing. And then the next day, Rav Chaim says, you're a wonderful person, but you're not my Sarusa anymore. The game is over. What do you mean? Rav Chaim says, it's for Satan, it's right, it's up to Yalacha. How could it be that it's right, the Sarusa? So Rav Chaim didn't tell me what his judgment was, but I can make a certain judgment, which means like this. How much do you value this favor of Torah learning? Let's say if you value it as $1 billion. So, if your parents will be coming, and you tell them that I really want to come to visit you from the airport, but I have to make $1 billion deal. I'm going to lose $1 billion if you don't come. What do you think they're going to tell them? Yeah, that's an honor. Drop the deal. No, they wouldn't say that. My deal's done. It's all right, we'll manage. We know you want to come, but you understand $1 billion, you know. But we also don't want you to lose $1 billion. So, he felt that in order to have a shaykhus to what he was doing, which is something, a malam and a teva, you have to give it the price tag. And you have to be able to give all the information to others. But if you don't, it's a nice thing, then you're not going to get anything out of it. It's a waste of your time anyway. If you don't really appreciate it. Because we're meant to learn so much so quickly, unless you really feel this is the most important thing in life, nothing's going to remain of it. So, you have nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Yeah, anyway, once again, this is an extreme example of crystal clear clarity of the value of everything in life. That's why he's able to do things that look to be contradictory. Sadecha is the biggest master in the world, and the Sadecha is. So never a person needed a little person if you'd speak with him. I am a big master, wait, don't waste my time. Get clarity, no. And this person comes, and this is Shi'i'ah Shalas Yisidei Fein. He's the only Kamechat of this person. I says, he's a good Bakasha. He did this info, he was never. Lachat, you know, get out. Because everything he did, that's something for us to aspire to, each one on our level. Don't aspire to learn a lot of Gemara day. That's maybe you could, but that's the least of the things. Each one on our Madrigal, but have that clarity. What I'm doing, am I doing what's right, what's good for me? And the Rosh Hashanah, yeah, well, I'm doing things. Because the answer is Nibaldel, confusing me. Yeah. Kine, jealousy, rattens, causes one's bones to rot. So, truth to Shloim. It's not just like that. If a person has jealousy, it means that he sees all the good everybody else has, he doesn't see the good that he has. A person feels I have everything, he doesn't feel that somebody else also has. The reason why a person has jealousy is, why does he have an item there? Mizdalzal boy, he doesn't appreciate what he has. He himself is rotting his own kodesh. He has so many good things, but he causes them to rot. He treats them as if they're worthless. He's so busy thinking about what the other person has. And the same thing with the desire for money and for pleasures and running after power and honor, kovod. All these things cause a person to lose himself. The biggest mistakes in history have been made by people making good things that didn't make any sense. Just for COVID, destroyed themselves, destroyed nations because of this. Keep the time of COVID yourself in the oil. It says it doesn't mean you lose oil and have, it means you lose the clarity of what this world is all about. He doesn't have a true perception of himself. The same thing with anger. Like we said before. Okay, so that's we both Hashem Klal Yisrael. We get up in the morning and say, Shabbat Shalom, we call our name, and also Mr. Yosai. We should feel the state of sin then. We're Zayin to have the Torah which guides us. We have the clarity of the realities of life. together with that, each one has to be responding himself on two fences. Number one is, if this is the thing that gives me clarity in life, I should build up my keshet with it. Now we see that completely clear. Through the Torah, they came to clarity in every facet of life, in Yidus, in Tzvila, in Mechabim, in Mokim. So we too have to do what we can to invest in getting clarity of life in the Torah. And also, so I should be aware of how the Yitzhak is affecting us, and it's not just little by little. But for clarity, find ways to direct ourselves to what's really good for us.